All right, welcome to another episode of Gin and Truth. I'm the captain of this ship, Robert motherfucking Reed. I got a tumble full of Hendrix, a mind full of thoughts. Let's go. All right, gang, let's jump into this shit. Just so you guys know, if you notice me wearing headsets, it's because we have a special guest making a return, and it's the motherfucking Squid. Say hi, Squid. All right, you guys couldn't hear a fucking word she just said because only I can hear her because I'm that fucking privileged. But it's been a while, so I'm going to run off at the mouth at you guys why I wear these Mickey Mouse-ass headsets, and she's going to probably talk to me in my ear. It's just like old times. So, gang, the meat of today's rotted sandwich is Christians and their script. I told you guys, I will never front. I'm not hot to trot. I'm not that guy. I don't have people knocking down my door. You know, please debate me. Please talk to me. 99% of people out there don't even know who the hell it is I am. But even if they did, I still wouldn't waste my time. I wouldn't waste my time because my time is valuable. I would much rather sit and scratch my one-sided nutsack than waste my what's left of my life talking to people who all they're going to do is run down a damn script. Right? I said in my last video, right, if your babysitter tells you, look, just so you know, before you drop this money on me, before you Venmo me anything, I'm going to be late. I know you and your wife. I know you and your husband. You got a show to make at a certain time. I will be at least 2 hours late. Oh, you want me to feed your kids? Let me tell you something. Fuck them kids. I'm not going to feed your fucking kids. They're going to shit on themselves. I'm going to be nowhere available. I don't even care if those fuckers live or die. And by the way, just to let you know, I'm actually a registered sex offender. So you want to hit me on Venmo? How many of you guys are going to go forward with that? You'll be like, you know what? I would much rather cancel my date with my spouse than give you a dime of my money. But more importantly, I'm not going to let you around my kids. Gang, that is exactly how I feel when it comes time to talk to Christians or Christian apologists. It's the same bullshit. And we know how many times have you guys done this on Twitter where you sit there and you give a response to a Christian? And how many times have you said in advance, oh, I know what you're going to say, 3, 2, 1, and they say it, right? I had some asshole just a couple of days ago, you know, he's like, you know, of course, it's the same bullshit that I was, you know, why don't you just give Christianity a try? And my thing was, which part of my 39 years as a practicing Christian do you want to talk about? Which one of my 3 cover-to-cover readings of the Bible would you like to discuss? You know what his response was? What do you mean by practicing? And I cut right through the book. You guys can't hear it, but the Squid is laughing in my ear. Because she's been next to me while I've been on Twitter going through the bullshit. Haven't you, Squid? Haven't we seen the same bullshit? Yeah, she said, yes, she has. It's the same bullshit. And I said, my response, instead of playing the game, doing the whole, well, this is what I mean by practicing. I was like, can we just cut to the part where you say I didn't do Christianity right? Because this is exactly what the likes of like a fuckface Frank Turk and a Ray Comfort, and I've seen William Lane Craig, they all do it. It's like, yeah, that she said it's a word game. It's a word game. And gang, and to be honest with you, and I hope a Christian sees this, and I hope they put this on their show so they can mutate the shit out of what I just said. I'm no longer an atheist. And let me tell you something, I'm speaking for the Squid. She's no longer an atheist. We believe in your God. Because you know what your God is? Your God is a word game. You worship word salad. You do. This is why when someone says, you know what, to be a part of our club, you have to say pizza sleeps fast under the West, therefore the Mudge. And if you signed up for that bullshit, you worship a word game. And we are no longer an atheist to your God. You worship word salad. What's that? Yeah. Yeah, and she said it. You worship your own ego. And I've said it. You show me a Christian, I will show you their Jesus. Please notice how the Christian and their Jesus, their God, they agree on everything, including the stuff they don't agree upon. Religion is the worship of your own ego. But we are no longer atheist to your God because you worship a puzzle. You worship word salad. But back to this fuckface. And I said, can we just get to the part where you just tell me I didn't do Christianity right? Because this is what Turek says. This is what Comfort says. They will tell you, please describe the God that you don't believe in. Because I don't believe in that God either. And here's the fucked up part, gang. Here's the fucked up part. The fucked up part is Robert the atheist can describe the God that I don't believe in. That sounds real fucked up. And they will say, oh, I don't believe in that God either. I can give that script, what I just said, to a Christian. Have that Christian, unbeknownst to Comfort, to Craig, to all those fuck knuckles, and say, tell an apologist, this is the God that you believe in. You know what they'll say? Welcome to the club, brother. I believe in that God too. There's nothing that you can tell them as an atheist. I can say exactly what they say. God is timeless, spaceless, and immaterial. He's personal. He's powerful. He created the world in 6 days by talking to himself. He impregnated a virgin with magic. That virgin gave birth to his son, who's really himself. He lived a sinless life for 33 years. He was crucified. What's that? He turned Hebrews from black people to white people. That's why Jesus now looks like fucking Kenny Loggins. Jesus was crucified and spent 2 days in a grave. On the third day, he rose again. He who believes will have forever life. He who does not shall perish. Yeah, pretty much. And the real fucked up thing is you guys can't hear a word she's saying, but back on topic. There's nothing that I said that isn't the least bit biblical, minus the Kenny Loggins part. Everything I just said was 100% biblical. I could tell a Christian that as an atheist, and they will say, oh, I don't believe in that God either. If a Christian says that, they will say, welcome to the club. Christians don't worship a deity. They worship a word game. And that gang is sitting on some bullshit. Hold on, I just texted my dad. You guys go fuck yourself. Let me talk amongst yourself. Fuck faces. Okay. Back on topic. Now, gang, the meat of today's rotted sandwich, the reason why I'm launching this, I saw something earlier. And I was like, yeah, fuck it. I wasn't going to do a show today. But you guys know how it works in Uncle Bobby land. Uncle Bobby saw some shit. So now Uncle Bobby's got a rant about some shit. Then I started talking to the squid. And I was like, hey, you want to be a part of this? Squid said, yeah, let's fucking do this, fuckface. So we're doing this. King, the meat of today's rotted sandwich is a thread that I was on. And it just hit me that I didn't set this show up. At least I don't think I did. Did I? Let's try it. Let's hit it with the Autobots Transform. And I didn't do a fucking thing. That's how fucking professional I am. Hold on. Share the screen. That was sitting on some bullshit. So what you guys can't hear was, hold on. Let's go back to StreamYard. Did you guys see? Oh, this is perfect. Autobot Transform rollout. We got that part's already blow up. She waited. Back on topic. So she's over here talking about, let's flip this real fast. Did you guys see that bullshit with Donald Trump and his monkey ass? Guys, before we get into this, I need you guys to let this sink in. there is someone with a better than average chance at getting the White House with 91 fucking charges against him. With over three dozen credible sex crime accusations. I don't care who you stick your dick in. I don't care. But for a member of the Party of Family Values, this is the dude who fucked a porn star, no rubber involved, months after his third wife was at home breastfeeding his kid. You guys understand that this asshole has a chance at being president. Hey, Americans, how embarrassed are we right now? Please talk to me. This fuckface sat there during a deposition and when given the opportunity to say, I don't rape women, what kind of fucked up shit is that to say? Instead of saying that, because that's what a non-rapist would say, you know what? You guys remember what he said under deposition? He said, not, I'm not a rapist. Not, hey, I don't cheat on my wife. He said, she's not my type. That, gang, please go fuck yourself. Then the fuckface put on a show at a Chick-fil-A in a chocolate city while he's up. Yeah, he's like, come on, gang, give me a break. Give me a... But what you guys can't hear is like, how, so here's the thing. You guys go fuck yourself. I'm going to have a conversation with the squid. So you're talking about him liking chicken. Do you remember when his monkey ass got up there? What was that, like 90 days ago, if that much? And he sat there and he was talking to a group of black Republicans. And again, Republicans, let me talk to the Democrats. You need to work for the black vote. You do. There's nothing wrong with being a black Republican. There's nothing wrong with being a black conservative. A black Trump supporter is something else. But Squid, you remember when his monkey ass got up there and he was talking about, they indicted me. That's why black people like me. He sat there. You remember that? Right. And so it's like the bullshit. He's the lowest comp. My mom always said, never cater to the lowest common denominator. There are some things that are definitely stereotypical about our culture, me and the squid. But my mom always said, don't reach for that. Do not be better than that. And Trump sat there and he reached for the lowest common denominator. And the fucked up thing is some black people are going to vote for him because of that. Now, before I get all the way off topic, let's hit it with the Autobots transform. And roll out, what do you guys see? This bullshit. And so, let's get to the top. Squid, you still there? All right. First and foremost, thank you. All right. So I said, I repeat, Christians don't have conversations. They read scripts. Because mere apologists put out this fucked up ass tweet. And one side says, so you're an atheist. The other side says, yes. Why don't you believe in God? The other side says, I don't believe in silly magic. One side says, so who created the universe? One side says, it came from nothing. The other side just gave a blank stare. That's a script. Again, I've had multiple concussions. I may or may not drink too much. And academics was a struggle for me. And I can remember the very simple concept that atheism only speaks to non-belief. Atheism does not speak to the origins of the universe. It doesn't speak to evolution. It doesn't speak to morality. Exactly. So what you guys can't hear is what she nailed. Atheism speaks to what you don't believe. It doesn't speak to what you do believe. And Christians, if you could, it's not an ideology. What else did you say? So she's saying she just doesn't buy it. She doesn't like Kraft macaroni and cheese, probably because she's black, and she just doesn't buy it. Well, what macaroni and cheese do you buy? She's not responsible to tell you that. You asked her, do you like Kraft macaroni and cheese? She said no. Period in the story. She answered your question. Yeah. Right. Exactly. Right. So what you guys can't hear, she just basically kicked it out. All she's saying is she doesn't like Kraft macaroni and cheese. Everything else is everything. It doesn't tell you how she cooks her steaks. Doesn't even say if she likes steaks. Doesn't tell you where she rolls the paper, toilet paper over or under. I can answer that. Just so you guys know, she has rolled the toilet paper under. That was an issue for me. Don't lie. You did. On more than once, in my bathroom and in hers, she has rolled it under. And I'm like, I don't know what's wrong with you. What is wrong with you? It's not a story. I saw it with my own two eyes. I was like, what kind of bullshit is this? But I don't like macaroni and cheese only speaks to what she feels about macaroni and cheese. Everything else is everything else. Christians, if you could get off your script long enough, you would understand that atheism only speaks to one part about us. So the flesh engineer and flesh, I actually hope you see this, because your response was, except atheists have no answer to this question besides the cop out. I'm not claiming anything. You have the burden of proof. You're right. Fuck nuts. And that's not a cop out. You said that a God created a universe by talking to himself. I tell you, I don't believe you. I tell you, you need to prove it. You tell me pizza can take a nap. Exactly. Right. She's right. She said, we don't owe you shit. Christians, all we owe you is us telling you we don't believe you. That's it. So again, except atheists have no answer to this question besides the cop out. I'm not claiming anything. You've got the burden of proof. No, we don't. All right, yes, you do. Great. But when Christians put forward a coherent explanation, you can't come up with one. There's nothing about that second sentence that rings true. You don't come up with a coherent explanation. You simply say the bullshit that God did it. Then we're like, well, prove that your God exists. You know what you say? What do you mean by proof? So she say that again. Faith is the boast of the man too lazy to investigate. Exactly. Again, Christian, you don't put forth coherent explanations. The earth is not 6,000 years old. A white guy with a beard and robes and sandals did not talk shit into existence. You said he did. I say I don't believe you. That's it. And again, we don't owe you shit on the fact that we're not scientists. I've got a bachelor's. She has got a master's. My bachelor's is in kinesiology. That is the study of human movement. Squid, what's your master's in? Hello, did I lose you? So, marketing and communications. Neither one of those speaks to evolution, Big Bang cosmology. We're atheists. We're not scientists. So, they don't what? Oh, yeah. Right. Right. You're making perfect sense. So, what she basically said, gang, is what it is I've said. It's what we've said on this show together. Being a Christian takes no commitment. All you have to do is stand up and say, I believe in this bullshit. And you've got a one-word answer for everything. Morality, God. Big Bang cosmology, God. Evolution, God. Well, your skeleton key just isn't one. It's an excuse. It's not an explanation. My response to flesh was, atheism does not speak to the origins of the universe. And there's no way I'm the first person to tell you that. This is why I say, Christians, you've got scripts. You have got scripts. I'm not, there's no way I'm the first person to tell a Christian that. that atheism does not speak to anything other than I don't believe you. So flesh, their response. So if atheism doesn't speak to the origins of the universe, when there is significant evidence for idealism, theism, Big Bang, why on earth would anyone be an atheist? I don't know, Squid, why are you an atheist? Okay. She said she's not afraid to find out why the world doesn't make sense. That's someone who's willing to ask questions and be patient for an actual answer versus just biting on the bullshit. God done it. But do they really pick up the Bible to figure out life? What's that? Well, that's not true. He shows up. So at the end of it, gang, she said, God doesn't, she's talking about what's happening in the Gaza. And she's right. The Christian God is remarkably absent for all things important, except for Super Bowl Sundays, bottom of the ninth in the Super Bowl, helping people find their lost car keys, pregnancy tests. Please, God, don't let this bitch be pregnant. Please, God, don't let this bitch be pregnant. Her response is, baby, you need to get another job. Right? So, yeah, he's again, just stop it. Why on earth would anyone be an atheist? It does. Because all you they do, she said, it makes you useless to this society. And she's right. You're just a mouthpiece for the make-believe. My response to the flesh was to why would anyone be an atheist is what I just said, what she just said. Because when someone tells me a God exists, I ask them to prove it. The believer falls short in proving it, so I'm not picking up what they're putting down. That's why I'm an atheist. Now, exactly. She said, if the Christian God was real, you wouldn't have to prove shit. Now, do you guys remember, and it made me think about it. Well, one, you guys have seen the Squid's face. We've done shows together, but we're coming up on an anniversary of my Letterman's reunion. Gang, it was the second day of the reunion. We were supposed to go to the spring game, and I got Karen'd. And the fucked up thing is, what happened to me is what happened to Terrell Owens. If you don't know what I'm talking about, YouTube it. Where a white woman driving a luxury vehicle accuses a large black man of basically trying to harm her. And when the large black man says, that's sitting on some bullshit, I did nothing of the sort. She turns on her whiteness and all of a sudden, I'm going to call the cops and she's going to become a victim, except what, you know, the difference, hold on, let me go back to StreamYard real fast. You guys want to know the difference between T.O. and me? He didn't have the squid. You want to know why the cops were never called? I told you, when I got out of the fucking car, I truly, and we talked about it, we texted about it this morning. I truly thought the squid was going to beat this bitch's ass. Because I was like, let's just go. And I put my arms around her trying to move her. It was like trying to move a tree stump. The fire, she wasn't moving. And she was like, bitch, bring it. And I was like, I don't want to go to jail. But I don't even know where the fuck was I going with that. It was Letterman's reunion. We were going down memory lane. Terrell Owens. Let's just finish this up. But the difference between me and T.O. is he didn't have the squid. But at the end of the day, let's just wrap this story up so I can get back to where I was talking about. Because I completely lost my spot. No, yeah, she tried to hit us in her car. And I was like, this is just sitting on some bullshit. And she started yelling at me. And then the squid almost beat her ass. And then T.O., again, the exact same thing. Again, I don't even know where I was going with that. I really don't. But let's just get back on topic. So let me Autobots transform. Maybe that'll bring back what I was saying. Not a productive memory of society. That's why I'm an atheist. What kind? Again, I don't even remember what I was talking about. I really don't. I know I'm not even close to sorry, but you guys know the drill. First take only, motherfuckers. But, okay, hold on. Let's just get back to this so I can get back on topic. Okay, that's why I'm an atheist. I think I was talking about the script. Let's just get back on that. This is where we make our money. This is where the script comes in, gang. I've done this before with other Christians. So I just belched hashtag unprofessional. This is what flesh said. What kind of evidence would you accept? Here's the thing, gang. Anytime you hear a Christian say that, they're on their script. Because there is nothing that you could put forward that a Christian will accept as acceptable. The first time this really happened was me and SJ. And she was like, well, what would it take for you to believe in the Christian God? And I was like, it's not my job. I'm not making the claim, nor am I describing a God. Long story short, both her and Heather were sitting there on the bullshit saying, yeah, it's your burden. I was like, fine, fuck it. Fine. Here we go. You want to know what it's going to take for me to be a Christian? Like, yeah. Okay. Have God knock on my door. And I remember I gave the exact, I was like, let's say 2:37 in the PM, 2:37 and 14 seconds. Have God knock on my door. And I remember I said, make God a redhead. If you can do that, I will believe in God right now. You asked, so I told you. Gang, you want to know what Stephanie and SJ did?
You're funny.
I can't make God. I'm not going, Robert, you're so silly. It's like, bitch, you asked me. You asked me, what would it take? And I told you. And now all of a sudden, the God who where nothing's impossible, apparently we just put one more thing on the fucking list. God can't be a redhead and can't knock on my door at 2:37 in the PM, 2:37 in 14 seconds. And so when flesh at, what's that? Yeah, she said that. Yeah. So she said that all powerful basically ain't too powerful. And she's right. And this is when, again, here's the script. Because flesh asked me, and what kind of evidence would you accept? Translation? Right. Yes. Oh, that's fucking perfect. She said, there's no bargain for my intelligence. And she's right. Again, and here's the thing. She has a master's. I have a bachelor's. Apparently, the Christian God is smarter than smart. He makes both of us look dumb than a motherfucker, apparently. And he's so smart, he can't figure out a way to make himself present. So when you hear things like, what kind of evidence would you accept? Translation, no matter what you say, I won't accept it. SJ, what would it take for you to believe in God? Have him knock on my door. That's ridiculous, Robert. So my response to the flesh was, well, what you got? The flesh's response was, well, that's up to you. Do you prefer to start with the origins? Yeah, exactly. She said, no, it's not. It's not. Again, Christians, you are the one making the claim. You are. It's your job to support said claim. But it was it. And it's funny how Judge Judy some way somehow was smarter than the Christian God. If you don't come to court with evidence, then you don't win your case. And so again, flesh, do you prefer to start with the origins of matter and the universe or historical proof for the resurrection? Flesh, I love it. No, I don't. I love it how it is you think that I haven't heard this bullshit before. And that was my response. I've heard it all before. That's why I'm an atheist. So my response was, if you want to know what it would take for me to know that the Christian God exists, my response, How about a pic of the Christian God holding a copy of a recent newspaper? Now, this motherfucker can create a universe in 6 days by talking to himself. He can kill himself. I'm sorry, he can skillet himself only after being born of a virgin. He can make himself resurrect, go back to heaven where he rules the universe forever and ever. He can help Tom Brady win a Super Bowl, but what he can't do is hold a fucking newspaper. Now, my response, the flesh, their response was, I mean, that's just silly. Not my problem if you won't accept evidence when provided. My response was, that's what you call silly? You mean a pregnant virgin? That's not silly. A talking snake? That's not silly. Are you kidding me? Yeah, and she said it. Creating a human being from a man's rib and that man was made of dirt? That's not silly. Demon-possessed pigs being run off of a cliff? That's not silly. Curing leprosy with magic? That's not silly. I mean, Christians, stop it. So again, my response was, that's what you call silly. The flesh said, that's right. Gang, what is Uncle Bobby getting ready to say? Do you like nachos? Hold on. Why is my computer slow than a motherfucker? Come on. Okay, please go fuck yourself. Got to be more careful. Do you like nachos? And that's how I'm going to end it. Let's go back over here to StreamYard. Let's wrap up this bullshit. Do you like nachos? That's all we can say to that. You asked me what it would take for me to believe in your God, and I told you. And your response was, that's silly. Again, your God can create a world by talking to himself, but he can't appear in front of a non-believer. I mean, give me a break. Squid, what, you got anything to add before we close this bullshit out? She said, when he stops stopping, she stated, when God starts stopping atrocities, she'll take it into consideration. I mean, I think that's a decent start, don't you guys? How, again, I've said this in my other shows. What if no one ever has to hear the doctor come and sit next to you and say, I'm so sorry. Your loved one has an incurable form of cancer. It's a countdown. I'm so sorry. Why don't we start there? Just so you guys know, and I just saw it because I get an alert on my phone when it happens. I have a self-defense seminar tomorrow. It's sold out. But I've got a standing policy. There's no such thing as a sold-out seminar. Never let money or timing be the reason why you don't learn how to fight. I just got an alert. I'm sold out plus three more. I'm going to work tomorrow. I don't work on weekends unless it's a self-defense seminar. I'm going to work tomorrow to teach women how not to be raped because the Christian God won't fucking stop it. But you know what he will do? He gives Jeff Durbin the ability to say that rape is objectively wrong. Christians, please go fuck yourself. Gang, Uncle Bobby and this quid has only given you one big motherfucking problem. So as a result, we give you one big motherfucking solution. Christians in your word gang, shut the fuck up. Neither me nor the squid are atheist to your God anymore. Your God is a word gang. Your God is a script. Again, at this stage of the game, Christians, we can finish your sentences for you, right? Well, tell me what kind of God you believed in. Oh, that guy? I don't believe in that God either, right? Tell me what you mean by a practicing Christian. Oh, see, you were never a real Christian. No matter what we say, we can finish the sentence for you. And your sentence is sitting on some bullshit. Your sentence is sitting on some bullshit. Now, do better, she said. And by do better, I'll finish her sentence for her. Put your dick on the table. Again, I am, what's that? Yeah, I am making the claim that I've got an original cover of the 1978 soundtrack, Superman, Christopher Reeves and Gene Hackman. I am making the claim right now that I own that album cover. YouTubers, what do you see? Podcasters, what you can't see, I just held up the album cover to the original soundtrack to 1978 Superman. I showed you the front and the back, and here you go, they're fuck faces. I just showed you the inside. I have provided more evidence that leads to a proof that my album cover exists than your God. And here's the thing. You don't have to believe me. The good news is no one gets hurt if you don't. At the end of the day, Christians, we know your script, and your script is sitting on some bullshit. You want us to believe us? To believe you? Like the squid said, do better. All right, gang. We have held you long enough. We're signing the fuck off. Gin and Truth, let's go. Yeah, Christians, do better.